We are going to Argentina in our Wine of the Week tonight. Wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, joins us live now. First, tell us about the Valentin Bianchi.
Valentin Bianchi, they're one of the largest vineyards in Argentina. They've been down there for a long time. Valentin Bianchi actually immigrated from Italy in 1910. I don't know how far back you want me to go, but by 1928, he had actually built a successful empire in Argentina and started his dream with buying a vineyard. And it all goes out from there.
I'd like to do that one day. Well, that's just an aside. That means nothing. In Argentina, absolutely. So you talk about a wine that's served with ice and a squeeze of lime.
I would have never believed it. I mean, in a million years. The New Age Casa Bianchi white wine. Now, the winemaker was with us. He breaks open this wine, pours it over ice, and squeezed the lime in it. I'm not generally a wine snob, but boy, did my nose go up at this. And I thought, well, I'm not going to put that in my mouth. Wow, it was definitely worth it. It was refreshing. It was beautiful. It's a blend of 90% Torrontes and 10% Sauvignon Blanc. It's a citrus-based wine, so it's got a wonderful backbone of acidity. Slight fizz gives it a revitalizing boost on the palate. $8.
And this won you over.
Yeah,
despite your reservations.
I can't wait to pour it for you.
What do you suggest for those who like a good Malbec?
Well, the 2011 Casa Bianchi Elsa Bianchi Malbec. This is really a great wine because it's hand-picked, hand-sorted from a single vineyard, minimal oak treatment, fresh fruit flavors of black cherry, black plum. You get a little bit of rich chocolate shining through on this mid-weight frame. It's $11. It's a really good buy for something that's hand-picked and hand-sorted.
Cab? What about a cab, Scott?
Well, you know, again, I wasn't aware that Argentina was producing such a high-quality cab at such a great value. This cab drinks like a wine twice the price. I mean, it's really wonderful. The 2008 Familia Bianchi Cabernet Sauvignon. Flavors of black fruit, ripe red currants, a little bit of cedar and tobacco in there. Beautifully textured palate all the way through the long lingering finish. Then you get this little pop of vanilla on the very end. It just is charming. $20. And again, it's drinking like a wine that's $40.
Huh.
You mentioned turning your nose up earlier. You have these picky wine drinkers that are very hard to please. Do you have something to put their concerns at rest a bit?
I do. A blend.
Yes.
I think blends are wonderful. They appeal to a lot of different palates. The 2010 Casa Bianchi Le Credo, and this is a blend of Cabernet, Sauvignon, Malbec, Merlot. It's robust. It's beautiful. Flavors of ripe plum, a little blackberry fruit in there. Then you get these earthy red berries on a sweet tannin frame. And then I just think it would go with anything. I would pair this with pork or game or fowl or just enjoy it on its own. And it's only $11.
Nice. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Thank you, Scott. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.